This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. congressional leaders have reached a deal to lift the nation's debt limit. The agreement, announced Tuesday, will allow Democrats to increase the nation's borrowing authority without any votes from Republicans and likely averts another last-minute rush to avoid a federal deficit. The House passed legislation overwhelmingly along party lines a few hours later, kicking off the process. Congress approved a $480 billion increase in the nation's debt limit in October. That will be enough for the Treasury to finance the government's operations through about December 15th. The debt increase will cover deficit funding that has already been authorized in past legislation. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin were still far apart after 2 hours of talks on the escalating crisis caused by Russia's massing of tens of thousands of troops near its border with Ukraine. Mr. Biden delivered a simple message during Tuesday's video chat with Mr. Putin: invade Ukraine again and face painful sanctions that will do resounding harm to your economy. Putin's aide said the Russian leader told Mr. Biden Russian troops were on their own territory and don't threaten anyone. Olaf Scholz became Germany's new chancellor Wednesday after 16 years with Angela Merkel at the helm, pledging a center-left-led coalition would offer a new beginning for Europe's top economy. The new German cabinet under Scholz was sworn into office Wednesday as well in the Bundestag lower house of parliament. The ministers from the new center-left coalition of Social Democrats, Ecologist Greens, and Liberal Free Democrats comprise Germany's first gender-balanced cabinet with 8 men and 8 women. The head of India's armed forces, General Bipin Rawat, was among 13 people killed Wednesday when the military helicopter they were in crashed. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said Wednesday he was returning to Addis Ababa from the battlefront after pro-government forces claimed major advances in their fight against Tigrayan forces. Monday, the government said pro-Abiy forces had retaken 2 strategic towns, the latest turn in the 13-month-old war. After the Tigray People's Liberation Front, the TPLF, reported significant territorial gains as part of a march towards Addis Ababa, Abiy announced last month that he would head to the battlefront, handing over his regular duties to his deputy. Wednesday, the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize winner said of the conflict, quote, "I am returning to the office as I have completed the first phase," end quote. Facebook parent Meta will ban all pages and accounts belonging to Myanmar military-backed businesses, it said, expanding its restraints on the country's armed forces. Myanmar's secretive military has extensive business interests, with tentacles and industries as diverse as beer, tobacco, transportation, textiles, tourism, and banking. Activists and rights groups say they funded restrictions and abuses even before the February coup that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi and launched a bloody crackdown on dissent. In late February, Facebook removed all accounts linked to the military, citing the junta's use of deadly force against anti-coup demonstrators. The coronavirus vaccine developed jointly by BioNTech and Pfizer is still effective against the Omicron variant of the virus after 3 doses, the company said in a statement Wednesday. A laboratory study by its makers found the vaccine, quote, is still effective in preventing COVID-19, also against Omicron, if it has been administered 3 times, end quote, but warned that the Omicron variant is probably not sufficiently neutralized after 2 doses. Pfizer and BioNTech also said an Omicron-specific version of the anti-coronavirus vaccine, currently in development by BioNTech, would be available by March. Countries considering introducing vaccine mandates in the fight against COVID-19 must ensure they respect human rights, the UN rights chief said Wednesday, stressing that forced vaccination was never acceptable. Michelle Bachelet told a seminar via video message, quote, in no circumstances should people be forcibly administered a vaccine, even if a person's refusal to comply with a mandatory vaccine policy may entail other legal consequences, end quote. Austria will let a wide range of businesses, from non-essential shops to theaters and restaurants, reopen when its COVID-19 lockdown ends Sunday, the government said Wednesday, but many provinces plan to ease restrictions more cautiously. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.